The Wonderful Adventures of Nils. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Nils. What he liked most was to play tricks on others, so nobody liked him. One day, Nils caught an elf and played tricks on him. The elf was very angry. He turned Nils into a very little man, and then he left. "I am so small. My parents won't recognize me. I'll find the elf. He must turn me back to my original size." Nils asked animals where the elf went, but they wouldn't tell him, because Nils had played tricks on them too. Nils was very sad. He sat on a wall and looked at the sky. At this moment, some wild geese passed by. They called to the home geese, "Come along, off to Lapland." Morten, a young goose, was about to follow them. "Oh no, you can't fly away." Nils wanted to stop Morten. He jumped to Morten and tried to catch him. But right then, Morten flew up. Nils was taken up into the sky. Soon, Morten began to fall behind the wild geese, but he wouldn't give up. At sunset, the geese stopped at the shore of a lake. Morten became very weak. "Morten, cheer up," Nils said. He dragged Morten to the lake and fed him with water. To thank Nils, Morten caught him a small fish for dinner. "It's so good to have a friend," Nils thought. Morten flew hard every day. The wild geese began to like Morten, but they still did not like Nils because he was a human. Late that night, everyone was resting on a big piece of ice. A fox quietly took a goose and ran fast to the woods. "Stop!" Nils ran after the fox and held his tail. The fox had to drop the goose. The goose flew away and Nils climbed up a tree. "I will wait here. You can't stay there forever," the fox cried. It was very cold at night. Nils' fingers were frozen. He was about to fall off the tree. At this moment, a goose came. She sank lower and lower until she almost touched the ground. The fox jumped for her, but she suddenly flew up into the sky. Soon another goose flew over. After that came a third, a fourth. The fox jumped up and down to catch the geese, but he never got one. Suddenly he remembered Nils, but Nils was gone. The fox was very angry. "I will come back for you." Nils and the geese became good friends. Akka was the leader of the geese. She told Nils, "The fox will come back. You should make friends with the small animals. They can warn you against danger." Then Nils went to the small animals, but they didn't trust him. One day, Nils heard that a farmer had taken Mrs. Squirrel away. "I will help the squirrels. Then all the small animals may like me," Nils thought. Nils found Mrs. Squirrel in a cage, but he was too small to open it. Mrs. Squirrel cried sadly, "My babies will starve to death." Nils brought the babies to Mrs. Squirrel. The farmer's wife saw this and said to the farmer, "An elf is helping the squirrel. Let's set her free or the elf will get angry." With Nils' help, Mrs. Squirrel got back home safely. After that, the small animals began to like Nils. One day, Nils and the geese came to Ronneby River. The fox was there too. He tried to hunt them. The fox said to Akka, "If you give Nils to me, I will not hunt you any more." But Akka said, "We won't give him to you. We would give our lives for him." Hearing the words, Nils felt deeply touched. Nils and the geese were together all the time. He felt very happy. Morten found a beautiful girlfriend, Grey Goose Dunfin. One day, Nils was looking for nuts in the forest. Suddenly, someone caught him and lifted him up. He turned around. It was the crows. "What do you want? Let me go." Nils struggled and shouted for help. One of the crows shook him back and forth. Nils passed out. Nils woke up and found himself in a cabin. He looked around. There was a box of matches on the table and some bread on the wall. Nils was so hungry, then he ate up the bread. The matches may be useful. Then he put the matches into his pocket. Nils was about to leave. Then he heard a voice from outside. He is all yours now. It was the crow.
I will teach him a lesson.
This voice sounded familiar. Bang! The door opened. It was the fox. He jumped at Nils. Nils lit a match quickly. He lit some cloth and threw it on the fox. The fox cried with pain and ran out of the cabin. Nils ran out to the forest. At that moment, Morten flew over. He picked Nils up quickly and flew off with him. Nils was safe again. Summer came. The geese finally arrived in Lapland. There were more geese now because some geese had baby geese. So did Morten and Dunfin. They were very happy. It's so good to be with family. Nils missed his parents. One day, Acker said to him, I found the elf. He said you will grow back to your size in autumn. It was such good news. In the autumn, the geese flew back to Nils' hometown. Everything was the same. Oh, look at the white goose. He ran off last year. Nils' mother pointed at Morten. Right, let's kill him and bring him to the market, Nils' father said. He went to catch Morten. You can't kill him, Nils shouted. He didn't want to lose Morten. Oh, my boy, you are back and taller. Nils' mother held Nils in her arms tightly. Taller? Wow, Nils was back to his original size now. Mum and Dad, I'm sorry for what I did before. Morten is my friend. Please don't kill him. Oh, we won't kill him then, Nils' father agreed. At that moment, some wild geese passed by. They came to say goodbye to Nils. Nils didn't want them to go, but still, he wished them safety and happiness.